Good afternoon, everybody. This issue originated from a submission to the Zelda Petitions Committee. The submitted concern is, for example, in a plantation, when the highest and best use of the land is different from its current use, using a residual method to get to the fair value of the biological assets might result in minimal fair value for the biological assets. We note IS 41 does not require the use of a residual method, and IFRS 13 encourages the use of multiple variation techniques. Having said that, we think the same concern the summit has could arise when the fair value of a non-biological asset, such as a building, is linked to the value of the land on which it is situated. When an entity measures the fair value of a non-financial asset, the entity determines the valuation premise whether the fair value of the non-biological asset is maximized, either on a standalone basis or in combination with other assets. And if the valuation premise is to use the non-financial asset in combination with other assets, assumptions about the highest and best use shall be consistent within the asset. So, for example, if an entity acquires land and building in a business combination, and the highest and best use of the land assumes that entity destroys a building, and the use of the land, I use the land for residential purposes, the fair value of the building might result in nil. We know recognizing new fair value for biological assets or a building means that the profit or loss from the biological transformation or depreciation charge will not be recognized, even if the entity continues its current use. The Interpretations Committee discussed this issue 4 times and decided not to take this issue onto the agenda because they think this issue is too broad. We think there are 2 options for the ISB to proceed this issue. First option is to direct the staff to perform further analysis. The second one is to consider this issue as part of PIR of IFRS 13. And the staff recommend the ISB chooses the second option, consider this issue as part of PIR. This is because although this issue has a potential to become widespread, the result of the outreach indicate this issue is not currently widespread. So the question to the ISB is which option do you want to take on this issue?
I support the staff recommendation.
Such a fantastic accounting problem. Only. BK?
You know, I don't... I support the staff's recommendation to postpone it to a PIR because of 2 reasons I would say that. One is that under we are here at IAS 41. IAS 41 is not interested in fair valuing the land. IAS 41 is interested in fair valuing the trees, the biological assets, rice, paddy, wheat, whatever you want to do it. So we are really after not the land, we are after that. And if I can bring to the staff notice the decision we took in revenue recognition, I think it is in the basis of conclusion, para 265 or something like that, which says that sometimes residual method is not the right method, especially if it gives zero. And I think that was a very sensible decision we came to because residual method does not apply in all situations. So here, all we need to say is that, look, guys, if you think land's current use is not equal to its highest and best use, residual method is not appropriate for IAS 41. I think you can do that and stop there rather than ducking this to a future IFRS 13. IFRS 13 got effective this year. The PIR is going to be in 3 years or 4 years from now. And I don't think there is an issue here. I think Malaysia brought it up some time ago, if I remember right, and others have brought it. I think we can answer this in a much more contained way rather than opening the IFRS 13. This is not a 13 issue. This is a 41 issue. So.
And 41 is being changed as well.
Yeah. But still this issue will be there. This will be there because if you have a rice or if you have a paddy or if you have carrots.
But in this
carrots?
Forest. Only rabbits eat carrots.
Patricia? More or less, I agree with PK. I think certainly we should look at the larger issue in the PIR because this does apply to other things other than agricultural properties that it would apply in a business combination, for example. But I think we can and should fix the problem in 41. As PK said, land is excluded. In addition to the way PK thinks it could be fixed, another way that we could consider is by amending paragraph 30 in 41, which deals with the inability to measure fair value reliably. And currently, that exception is only available on initial recognition, which means if when you acquired the land and the plants, you couldn't reliably measure. We could look at that and see whether initial recognition for the stuff that's growing, if we could make some sort of exception to if the ability to measure that reliably changes while it's growing, that you can apply the inability to measure reliably thing when you have to use the residual method. Because I know there's some jurisdictions where they argue that there isn't any other way to measure the fair value of the crop. So we could think about looking at the paragraph 30 wording as well and seeing if we can get it in there. And I would also recommend folding this into the other project so we're only mending 41s.
Martin?
No, I also personally think we have to solve that issue now because I think it does really not make sense if you use these examples. But I really think, man, if you use the residual method, I think inherent in this method is that really that's an asset which you want to value and then deduct from the higher value of the combined, it should be the same use. Yeah. Otherwise, the residual method does not make any sense.
Exactly.
And I agree to Hans. It is, otherwise it is an accounting
problem. Before that, what was your introduction? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
I think you have to use, and if you use the residual value method,
yeah.
I think it is inherent in that method that when you want to value an asset and deduct it from a combined value, that the use of the assets must be the same. And you cannot have then say, okay, it isn't the best use and then deduct an asset which is in different use and then say, okay, I come up with an reliable.
Then you should value the other assets
consistent with
consistent. So
otherwise the method
in combination.
Otherwise the residual value method does not make any sense.
An easy solution.
And therefore I think really that is a theoretical problem what you're discussing, but if you think about the method.
We don't have to solve it now. I think the question now is, now that we have
But
41 open anyway, isn't this
but
good?
Solve it at least for the 41. And I think maybe as PK has said, that is a solution. But if you think about the overall problem, I think it is not a problem. If you concentrate on the residual value method, because inherent it is in the method that you must have the same use, otherwise the method is not applicable, I think.
I actually don't agree with you on that, so it'll be a debate when we come along.
I think that would be my concern, because my concern at the moment is what 41 does is it proposes a couple of different ways that you can use to measure the value of this. If you use a particular method, this particular method, and it produces an answer that's nonsensical, surely you shouldn't be using it. I mean, it's not a requirement. We're not saying you have to use this particular method. So to my problem is that I think 41 is fine as it stands because it says use the method that gives you an answer that makes sense. But it also, I mean, I don't like to spoon feed people too much on this. If something doesn't make sense, don't use it.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to change anything to get to that.
I think we can benefit though, Daryl, because it's the BC 220-265 or something I mentioned in the revenue recognition exactly says the same thing. That's what I'm saying. BC 265 says if residual method gives you a zero or close to zero for the asset that you're measuring, then that's not the right method to use it.
If Rick discussed this four times and they didn't come up with this crystal
ball. Didn't have me.
The reason is because if you default to that method, the jurisdiction was saying then there is no way to get a fair value. The other methods that are listed in 41 aren't applicable either. and therefore there is no way, and that's why I thought that maybe in addition to PK's solution, we've got to look at paragraph 30.
If I may, for the honor of the IFRIC Interpretation Committee.
Yes. Rise up to defend the
I mean, Interpretation Committee does recognize IS-41 does not require the use of regional method, and we should use the appropriate method, whatever that is, if it returns a nonsense answer. But the reason they did not take this issue to this agenda is that this issue is too broad, as I said in the beginning, because this could happen in a business combination, even in the business and even in the land and building entity acquires those.
If I can just respond to that, I think that's why it is so important not to fix anything in 41. There are plenty of places in our literature where we would say use a valuation technique and even suggest some valuation techniques. I'm very nervous if we fix something in one because that suggests that we actually have to tell you that if the answer doesn't make sense, don't use it. And I'd like to think that's a part of the way people would normally think about it. So I'd like not to do it in 41.
And on the broad question, I mean, Martins is questioning the whole high and best use notion. That's an IFRS 13 question. Would this be dealt with after the post-implementation review?
I only question that notion if you're using this residual value methodology. Then you cannot use it. You have to, a residual value is you have to have deduct a value from a different value, and if the values are different uses, that does not make sense.
But it's still a 13 question, and a broad one.
Well, yeah, but why not question the best use? That is not my issue.
Very well.
When we develop 13, as I said, there are three areas I'm struggling and not fully agree with. One is unit account, this one has best use, and third one is the entry equal to exit. And this one, I agree with Ian, you know, related to the 13, that is, under what circumstances we should use highest best use notion. Or 13 implies we should use any time. And the problem is the objective or the purpose of the fair value measurement and for data reporting purpose, whether they fit together. The issue is like this. You know, when we after we exposed, I went to Hong Kong many times, you know, the many Hong Kong businessmen, it is ridiculous, you know. We have a hotel stay somewhere, and the government have rezoning, and there is a possibility you can convert into another, for example, residential buildings. But applying approval and finally implement the plan will take 10 years. But if we want them to revalue based on highest best use notion, and the current operation will not be recognized, presented in the coming years, because, you know, you may turn down the hotel or the shopping malls, but they just feel it's ridiculous.
But Vago, this question, we should not focus on IFRS 13, we should focus on 41.
I see the different angle have different problem. You know, I feel, you know, this pool, my concern is right. You know, we have the ideas to use highest best use notion in fair value measurement, but since the standard used for financial reporting purpose, under what kind of conditions highest best use notion should be used is questionable.
Yes, thank you. On the short-term basis, you know, maybe the PK is all right, you know, because just focusing on IS-41, and if we use the residual method with that highest best use of premise, then we will have some absurd outcome. So we need to use another method. So if the generally, on the long-term basis, as Martin suggested, if this happens to any transactions, so if we use this, the highest best use premise and the residual method. So this is quite general, you know, issue. So this will be must be executed by long-term basis research. So that's why I'm suggesting, you know, because everybody is saying that, you know, maybe short-term, long-term perspective, because, you know, this is not just the issue for the IS-41. So that's, the STEM is also suggesting the same issues, recommendation. That's why we need a basic research. So I totally agree with the STEM's recommendation. So
isn't a little bit the hidden agenda here as well, that those who are in favor of changing IAS 41 as we do, that they also hate to, not only hate to fair value the plantation itself, but also the product. They would like to have that at cost as well.
It is under 41.
Huh?
Land is at cost.
No,
the product.
Oh, the crops.
The crops.
Okay. Yeah, which is why they might find it very difficult to apply, to do this residual method here.
I guess my view is in line with some, but with a different perspective. I don't think we even have a problem here, to be honest, because IS 41 starts with mentioning the residual method as one of the examples. And as Martin said, if the residual method is not the appropriate one, you have to use another valuation technique. So we are trying to respond to something that is already in the standard. So don't understand why we are going to option two and then leave it to the post implementation review of the IFRS 13.
But if it were so simple, I think IFRIC would have said so. Just look at the standard.
Well, it's said in the papers. It's clearly said that the interpretation committee agreed that it's only one of the methods and it's an example in IS 41. They are bringing this to us because they understand in IS 16 and 40 they might have effect as well, the potential interpretation. That's why they are bringing this to us. So I don't think option two is appropriate, waiting for the post-implementation review of IFRS 13. And I don't think option one is appropriate to explore any amendment to IFRS 13. So for me, it ends up with IS 41 and sort of clarification. If by chance, even deleting the last sentence of the paragraph that is bringing this an example, and then simply leaving as, well, you use a valuation technique that is appropriate.
But listen, if you think there is no problem, then I think it would be appropriate to let it sit and wait until the post-implementation review.
I don't see a problem. We have received 7 letters, comment letters
so
on this.
Why,
only 2 people.
So what's wrong then with just waiting for the post-implementation review?
If there is no problem, why we want to ask the question?
Well, I don't want. The interpretation committee discussed it 4 times.
Why deal with it now if you say if there is no problem?
You know why? Because post-implementation review is not supposed to deal with this according to our due process. It's not supposed to deal with specific technical issues. It's different. There is a different objective.
But it could deal with highest and best use in the residual amount under 30. That would tackle.
But it is so obvious that this method comes to a wrong result. And we're saying we should look for post-implementation review if it is correct or not.
I think we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity in the new IAS 41 exposure draft.
Yes.
Put it there.
I think it's pretty simple because we are going to have deliberations on IAS 41, and there will be a lot of people who are going to tell us cost for crops is not the answer, or fair value for crops is not the right answer, and they will give these examples as well. So we'll get into it anyway, and I think the right answer would be if we feel that in itself the standard gives enough leeway for using alternative methods if this is clearly leading to nonsensical conclusions, then I think the right answer would be as suggested by IFRIC. Should during our further deliberations on IS 41 very convincing arguments
come up that something needs to be done, we can deal with it then.
Yeah.
I think that's the most logical way to deal
with it. The boards have decided in revenue, just you cross-reference to revenue. That's all you need to do.
Well, that might, I mean, if such a simple answer can come up. But I am absolutely convinced that some constituents will bring this whole matter up.
Well, I think
so I don't think we need to take a decision now. I mean, I think the fallback decision would be to just wait and see for the first implementation review. Doesn't seem to me that this is all that urgent. Should there be convincing arguments that it needs to be dealt with now and in 41, then we can deal with it then. I don't think there is any appetite to amend IFRS 13 at this point.
But do you want to ask a question in the IAS 41 ED about this one?
Well, that's the option, as you can say that the board considered amending that paragraph in 41 but decided not to, and you'll get comments back on
it. Yeah, I think you should at least say that. That way it prompts the people and deal with it.
But the problem is, be careful.
I've heard no votes.
No, be careful. The problem is the scope of the biological asset project. Its focus very narrow, not touch the measurement of the produce at all. Mm. You know.
Yes, but do you think?
But we can do that though. Yeah, we can put it in IAS 41.
That has been our choice, and but there were a lot of people who disagreed with us, and they will come up with.
But that's widening the whole issue, though, isn't it? The question of whether something should be at fair value or not is a very different question from this, which is simply how to get to fair value. I think Amara's right. You just delete the last sentence of paragraph 25. You delete the for example. And I think that solves the whole problem.
I was going to say the exact same
committee.
Thing.
So where do I find this?
So which paragraph in the paper is?
Paragraph 25 in the paper.
Well, no, it's paragraph 25 in IAS 41, but it's reproduced in the paper somewhere?
25, I think.
It's 25 as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
The other thing to keep in mind.
No, it's not. No, where's?
That's where it refers to.
Where do we find it?
Paragraph 25 of IAS 41.
Paragraph 5 in the paper. Paragraph 25 in IAS 41. Paragraph 5 in the paper. The sentence that is in bold.
Yeah, it's 40 numbers.
The other thing to keep in mind is, my understanding is this request came in relation to palm oil plantations and the bearer plants. It was not about crops because in most cases if it's a crop, you know, you think about trees, for example, the cutting rights are easier to value. Everybody, most of those things have got a fairly easy valuation methodology.
So what does the
it's the bearer plants.
What does striking, for example, solve?
The previous sentence makes a lot of sense. An entity may use information regarding combined assets to measure the fair value of the biological assets. You use it, you're informed by it, you incorporate it into your valuation process. The for example is how you might do that. Now, I don't think it's a problem, because I would say, well, for example, doesn't necessarily apply in my situation, but it might apply in another situation.
And May says
strike the whole sentence.
So I think it's innocuous, but if people are having difficulty understanding it, I would delete it.
The whole sentence.
The whole for example sentence.
Yes.
And the prior sentence says may, doesn't say you have to. That's the other thing.
Yeah, but
this one says, for example, to my mind is fine.
From Kassel's presentation of how the discussion went in IFRIC.
But it's different.
I don't think that this will solve the issue because for IFRIC it was crystal clear that indeed this is not the only answer. But people are saying, yes, we know that this is not the only answer, except we cannot find any other answer. Right?
I don't mind deleting it, but the problem doesn't go away.
No, the problem doesn't go away.
I think we are ourselves by saying we delete it and we are done with it. We need to explicitly say that, like referring to, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but BC 265 or something like that specifically says, I recommend the staff to take a look at that. It's very well worded.
Yeah, but I think the people who don't like this or say this is nonsensical,
They probably
they do realize that there are answers available, only they don't like to fair value their crops.
Yeah.
And
and they say there is no other reasonable method available. Well,
but I think you had a very constructive approach in the context of the 41 redeliberations. You could package it as part of the examination of how to measure when you do have fair value, because 16 permits you to revalue, right? So you could discuss it in that context and clarify the application. The more I've read this, the more I guess I'm coming around to your view, Ian. But I agree with Stephen and Amar. I don't think there's a problem here. If we just make the words in 41 and 13 clear, there's no requirement you have to do this. The valuation premise doesn't absolutely say that you have to.
That is not how it is interpreted by the market.
I know. And that's why I think we do it in the redeliberations.
I think put it in 41. Wait for the PIA.
I don't think that the our constituents think that we are prescribing this method.
They know that.
They know that.
Yeah, exactly.
They know that we do not prescribe it.
Hidden question.
They are just telling us if we cannot do this, this is the only thing we can do. And it gives us a nonsensical answer, right?
It's a case that, no, they don't read AS41 as being the problem here. It is confusion or uncertainty about where you've got highest and best use, which is different from current use, and how do you address that when you've got a group of assets together?
Yeah, but a group of, see, the thing is IFRS 13 never thought about the land is not fair valued and the biological assets is fair valued. IFRS 13 talked about a group of assets are fair valued. Then it's an entirely different discussion. Remember one thing, that's why I kept saying IAS 41 only focuses on biological assets. That's what you need to focus on. 13 talks about it. Now, Mariela, tell me if I'm wrong, but 13 doesn't contemplate the situation. It's a very unique situation in that sense. 13 talks about the whole thing.
We have, PK, you should be careful. When we talk, 13 discuss about group assets, we also require to value the underlyings. There you have a similar question.
All the underlyings are at fair value. See, it never talked about cost for one thing, fair value for one thing.
The question is, to him, like he said, the whole may not equal to the sum of individual. This is the question, come out.
Michelle, is it dangerous? Is what I propose that first of all, am I right in presupposing that probably a lot of people will raise this issue anyway? Is that not a correct?
Bring to the table.
I don't necessarily think it is, but I could definitely put in a question that links it in.
Remember, this issue came to us. If it's been at 4 Interpretations Committee meetings, then this came to us well before we started to change IAS 41. As I said, this is a bearer plant problem, and that's what they asked about. And if we're changing the bearer plant one to be cost, a lot of this problem may actually go away.
It's small anyway, and some of it's going to go away.
And arguably, particularly if it's bearer plants, we're going into 16 where we don't have the sentence, because we're putting the measurement into there. So we'll solve it for the bearer plants. You still have the crop issue, but the crop issue, I would argue, is much easier to value those things because it's the crop.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
But to some extent,
so
even
problem,
for the...
this whole problem this is just an additional argument to let it sit and wait for the proposed implementation.
I agree.
Why don't we just agree with what the staff has proposed? Yeah. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sorry that it took us some time to come to the same conclusion.